We all know Cesar Chavez, the Chicano civil rights leader and co-founder of the United Farm Workers Union. Or at least we all should know him by now. He's the deceased, iconic labor leader behind the first grape strikes. But there's a new Cesar Chavez on the scene, and the only thing the two have in common is the name. Cesar Chavez ran as a Democrat for a seat in Arizona's 7th Congressional District, which has a large Latino population. He was vying for Ed Pastor's seat, Arizona's first Latino congressman, who had just announced his retirement. The thing about Chavez is that he ran for this same seat 2 years ago under his real name, Scott Fistler, and as a Republican. We're joined now by Rebecca Sanders, a reporter with the Arizona Republic, where she broke the story about the candidate who changed his name to Cesar Chavez. Welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.
So catch our listeners up on who is the Cesar Chavez that you're writing about.
Well, this was a mystery candidate for many months in a very tight, competitive congressional race in Phoenix. But no one knew who he was until we revealed his full backstory. And he very cleverly went to court last year to change his name from Scott Fistler to Cesar Chavez. And he had run as a Republican in a council race in this same congressional district 2 years before. He's really politically savvy in terms of knowing that if he changed his name, it would at least help him more than his previous name did. The trouble is that when it was revealed, it really backfired on him.
How did you come to meet him?
I just decided to drop by his apartment. And there at the apartment complex, his neighbor said, oh, yeah, Scott lives over there. Knocked on his door, met him. And then in the couple of weeks since this first encounter, we've talked at length a number of times.
So, Rebecca, when you did track down Cesar Chavez, you asked him about his political platform.
This was an unknown for me when I started reporting because he didn't have any policy issues on his candidate website. But once I got him in an interview, I asked him specifics, and he gave answers that fell both on the right and left side. He said, you know, on the liberal side, he's in favor of gay marriage, but crucially, he's against a special pathway to citizenship for immigrants currently in the U.S. The fact that he took that position, I think, shows, first of all, his Republican roots, but also his being out of step with this district politically. But he also seems very sincere when he talks about wanting to give voters a different choice and maybe a choice that isn't the kind of career politician that you see in some of the other candidates.
So because of the legacy of Cesar Chavez, one of his family members, Alejandro Chavez, has in fact filed a lawsuit. What is the case?
Alejandro Chavez is the grandson of the civil rights leader. He lives here in Phoenix in this congressional district. And he brought the lawsuit against Cesar Chavez, the candidate, alleging a number of things, saying he didn't have enough valid signatures to be on the ballot, that he purposely and fraudulently was trying to confuse voters with his name change, even that some of his signatures were invalid because they were collected on the wrong size of paper. So this went to court, and the judge ruled against all of these charges. But the judge did rule that too many of the signatures came from people who weren't registered to vote or, you know, otherwise were invalid. And so it looks like Cesar Chavez, the candidate, will not be on the ballot.
And so now what does he do?
It's unclear where he'll go from here, but it seems to me like with his personality and his drive for attention that we'll probably see him again in the near future.
Rebecca Sanders is a congressional reporter for the Arizona Republic. Thanks, Rebecca.
Thanks a lot.
We did reach out to former candidate Cesar Chavez, but he is currently declining all interviews. On our website, latinousa.org, you can check out some quotes from the candidate, Cesar Chavez, which would probably make the real Cesar Chavez cringe.